The province of Herat in western Afghanistan is possibly the most stable part of the country. That's due in large part to the unchallenged authority of its warlord governor, Ismail Khan. Still, the region has attracted an unusual amount of attention from Iran and the U.S., two governments with a history of hostile relations. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Herat.
Hot gusts of dusty air rip through a set of wind chimes at this busy truck stop straddling the border between Iran and Afghanistan's Herat province. This desolate border crossing is called Islam Qala, which sits on what was once known as the Silk Road, the ancient trade route that ran between Rome and China. Since the collapse of the Taliban last year, this leg of the Silk Road has experienced a boom in business, with hundreds of trucks loaded with goods crossing from Iran to Afghanistan every day. Trade isn't the only thing pouring into Herat from Iran these days. The Iranian government has also pledged more than $500 million in aid to Afghanistan, with millions of dollars being spent on the construction of a new highway running from Herat to the Islam Qala checkpoint. Road crews have been laying gravel and bulldozing here for several months. Kasim Askeli, an Iranian construction worker, says 170 other Iranians like him are all working on this project, which is funded by the government in Tehran. We are rebuilding the Silk Road, he says. We want to help our neighbors and fellow Muslims here in Afghanistan to reconstruct the country after 23 years of war. But Iran isn't the only country giving aid to Herat province. Just yards away, within sight of the Iranian construction crews, American soldiers led by Major Terry Gamble of Tennessee's 489th Civil Affairs Battalion are working to, quote, win the hearts and minds of the Afghan people. They're building an 18-room schoolhouse at the village of Sor Sulaiman.
Once the school itself is complete, then we'll furnish it with student desks, with teachers' desks, with lockers, and bookshelves.
The Civil Affairs Battalion has also been digging wells, rebuilding irrigation canals, and supplying the local hospital with electricity. Afghan experts say the Iranian and American presence in Herat isn't a coincidence. Historian and author Ahmed Rashid says these two rival governments are competing for influence over this sensitive Afghan border region.
Well, certainly I think there is a kind of competition going on to gain the favor of the local warlord, Ismail Khan, who controls three of the western provinces that border Iran.
Ismail Khan spent several years in exile in Iran, and after the Taliban collapsed last year, he returned to power, leading a well-armed fighting force. There have since been reports, all denied by Ismail Khan and Iran, that he's received deliveries of Iranian weapons and money, and welcomed Iranian military personnel. There are also charges that Ismail Khan allowed al-Qaeda and Taliban members to escape across his border into Iran. That may have something to do with the deployment now of an unspecified number of U.S. special forces in Herat. Estimates range from 10 soldiers to as many as 50. They lived for several months in one of Ismail Khan's buildings, a brightly lit palace on a hilltop that the American troops have nicknamed Disneyland. The special forces refused to be interviewed about the nature of their assignment, but the U.S. servicemen stationed here for humanitarian work say they've seen what they suspect are Iranian agents discreetly photographing them at public events. Captain Mark Turner is with the 489th Civil Affairs Battalion.
To me, you know, they have an agenda, and we have a goal here as well. And we, by choice or not, we are working in the same area.
What's clear is that Ismail Khan has sought to benefit from the rivalry between the two governments. Historian Ahmed Rashid.
He's a master at this game. He's been playing it for the last 10, 15 years. He frankly has been taking advantage of the Americans and the Iranians. He's getting them both to start reconstruction in the region that he controls, building roads and other things. As far as he's concerned, and as far as the local Herati people are concerned, he's been playing a very wise game, which has been helping him and helping the territory under his control.
The fact is, despite decades of hostile relations, Washington and Tehran's goals have dovetailed in Afghanistan. They both supported opponents of the Taliban and both now back the new government in Kabul. Still, it is clear that the two powers are eyeing each other suspiciously while vying for influence in western Afghanistan. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Herat, Afghanistan.